Blackstone Audio presents 30 Days a Black Man, the forgotten story that exposed the Jim Crow South by Bill Steigerwald. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Dedication. To my mother, Catherine, who gave me her good journalism genes. Foreword. A white American pretending to be black is sure to make news. It was front page news and all over television when Rachel Dolezal, an NAACP official from Spokane, Washington, who claimed to be black, was outed as a white woman. And the same kind of sensational coverage was given to a Black Lives Matter activist, Sean King, supposedly a biracial man, when reporters wrote that he was really a white man. The subjects of those 2015 stories opened the door to mockery and contempt from both black and white Americans, and the gates to confusion were flung wide open. Did Dolezal and King see some advantage to being black in America, given the history of slavery, segregation, and the continuing reality of black people facing everything from higher levels of poverty to higher levels of jail time when compared to whites? Why would anyone pretend to be black? During the 1948 journalistic mission of Ray Spriggle and John Wesley Dobbs, to be black meant living in a rigidly segregated America, still dealing with the threat of white people lynching uppity blacks. Being black or pretending to be black was a high-risk game, especially in the Jim Crow South. Any player better have a good reason. Ray Spriggle had a good reason. The nationally renowned journalist wanted to expose to the white readers of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette what it was like to be a black man in the South. So he shaved his head, sunburned a heavy tan on his skin, and with black civil rights leader John Wesley Dobbs of Atlanta as his guide, took a car ride across the race line in mid-20th century America. Bill Steigerwald's book, 30 Days a Black Man, The Forgotten Story That Exposed the Jim Crow South, narrates Spriggle's epic month-long journey through black life in the land of Dixie. Steigerwald, like Spriggle, worked as a journalist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and has a unique perspective on his fellow newspaper man. But Spriggle was more than a star reporter. Steigerwald presents him as a passionate professional journalist.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?